Work at pails with little knobs or balls and with tough wood used for chopping blocks. You know what that is? It's a tall shade tree with long white limbs. And what?
Sycamore.
One of the trees that are common around here in Tuscaloosa.
The oak.
What else? Do you have any pine?
And pine, very much pine.
Do you have any maples or anything like that?
Well,
you have pecans.
Pecan trees, uh-huh.
What did George Washington cut down?
The cherry tree.
What is a shrub whose leaves become very red in the fall, which is poison to some people?
Poison.
I saw some other day they had the poison from it.
I don't know.
Never heard of sumac.
Well, it must not be here.
Alright, one of the kinds of bushes that make your skin break out when you brush against them, usually you see them growing up trees and they have three little leaves.
Poison ivy.
And sometimes they call poison what else?
Oak.
What are the red berries that we get in the spring that we eat with cream and sugar?
Strawberries.
What do you have the berries that grow around here? What are some of your local berries?
We have blackberries and huckleberries. They're real predominant.
Do you eat huckleberries?
Yes.
You do?
We have huckleberry pie.
Oh, I know where you ate them at all.
I think. Am I thinking about something
what are the kind of berries that have a rough surface and some of them are really red?
Raspberries.
Uh-huh. And what are some berries that grow in the woods that you cannot eat? We call them what kind of berries? Well, I mean, there's no general name, but we would just call them what kind of berries? Would we call them?
Poisonous.
What is a tall bush with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers, and sometimes you see them close to beaches, and sometimes you see them in especially the New England states and mountains sometimes?
Laurel, mountain laurel. Laurel.
What are much bigger ones with longer segments of stem, and these grow further up the mountains, and you see them especially up in around Gatlinburg and up through there. You know what that is? You ever heard of the rhododendrons?
No.
What is a large flowering tree that the South is certain to know?
Magnolias.
If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask
my husband.
And a man would say, I must ask
my wife.
The woman who has lost her husband is called a
widow.
The man whose son you are is called your
the man whose.
In other words, the man whose child you are is called your
son.
No, the man whose son you are is called your
the father.
Oh, yes. What did you call your father when you were a little girl?
Daddy.
Oh. Did you hear any other people, older people using the other terms? Or other
father.
People calling fathers?
Uh-huh.
What did you hear?
People? Father. And Dad.
And you called yours Dad?
Daddy. Daddy, uh-huh. What did you call yours now?
Daddy. And his wife is called your?
Mother.
What did you call your mother?
Mother.
And what did you hear other people call their mother sometimes?
Mother.
Mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your father and mother together are called your?
Father and mother.
Go together, they call you.
No, my parents.
All right. Your father's father, we talked about him a while ago, is called your
grandfather.
Have you ever heard children call their grandfather anything besides grandfather? You've heard them call maybe what?